Yo, real talk with Meezy and D-Tay, what to do?
What up?
Back at it again. We keep coming with y'all strong. Like, we got topics. We just waiting on y'all. Like, we would rather have y'all help us with topics and talk about stuff y'all want us to talk about.
Yeah, to keep y'all interested. Keep y'all engaged, you know.
You know, we gonna start this off with mental health.
Yeah, man.
Cause everybody need their mental health, man. A lot of people they don't need a lot of things, and one of them is mental health to them. Like, a lot of people don't care about it.
They don't pay it any mind. It seems like,
yeah,
mental. You gotta watch what you take in, from what you eat to what you.
Even
think people, yeah. What you see, what you surround and yourself with,
things you say,
yeah, man, how you talk, all that shit, man.
Like, a lot of people, I know a lot of y'all believe in karma. If you believe in karma, shit, if you say something bad about a person, don't you think something bad gonna be said about you?
Mm-hmm. Don't put that out to the universe.
Exactly. What you put out there come back.
For real. You put out negative shit, negative is gonna come back right at you.
Like, everybody needs to look at this world as, like, energy. Because we all energy. Like, if you break down your body, it's all energy. So anything you produce is energy.
It's crazy, man. People don't give a fuck, though. They just go with the flow and just fuck up their mental health. They don't even... Motherfuckers already don't think for themselves.
But that's the thing. Like, that's what society make you do.
Oh, yeah, that's what...
Like, everybody... Like, it's such a norm. Like, females, they... Oh, I want to wear makeup. I want to dress like this. I want to be this size. I want to be that size. I'm fat. I'm skinny. I'm this. I'm not good enough. It's everything.
Word.
And I done seen that there's some metro dudes, they the same way. I mean, obviously, if they metro, but it's like, there are guys out there that think like females.
There's a lot.
Yeah, it's more than you know.
Oh yeah.
And way then more. There's the guys that want to be in denial of any and everything.
For real, denial is such a
man. Like, that's the thing. Your mental health is so important, man. Because you know what? You can be the most stressed person, but if your mental health is on point, you know how to navigate your stress and all that. You know how to, you know the times to be depressed, stressed, whatever it need to be. And you know the times that you need to uplift yourself. But some people don't even get that. They just live day to day, like, every day, like, ain't nothing ever gonna affect them.
For real, people really think that's how we should be living too. It's crazy. Just working all these hours, coming home, and I don't get it. No time for themselves, basically. I understand the hard work. I understand all that. But it's like, you really think you should be living like that? You really think this is how we should be living? Under somebody else's thumb, basically. Making somebody else money, for the most part. Imaginary fucking...
You know, man, I seen that shit. Money. You ever seen that shit with Dame Jet Dash? Say, I forgot what he said, but basically, in like so many words, he put it like, I can never work for nobody else.
Yeah,
my son, he has his own company. If I work for somebody else, to my son, I look like a sucker. You know, in the sense, what he, I don't remember exactly what he said, but what I thought
that was
of
a
it,
Breakfast Club interview.
Yeah, yep. But at first, I thought, I'm like, dude, he on some bullshit. Like, I get what he's saying, but it's like, you have money. Like, you built yourself up. So, yeah, you could say that, but what about the motherfucker that don't got money?
True.
But that's some real shit, like.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, when you want to get further, you got to work towards that when you don't need a boss.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't do that. They want to just,
you know,
live on this money thumb for the rest of their life. It's like, that shit crazy.
At first, I was just like, you know, he's saying that, and it's just like, damn, he got money. He can say that. But it's like, it took me some time to understand. It's like, you know what? He worked hard to get that money so he can say that.
Yeah.
It ain't just like he got money and just popping some bullshit. Like, he understands this. He's still rich. Shit. He ain't get with Jay-Z no more, but yeah, he's still...
Oh, yeah, he's still filthy rich.
Yeah.
Easily. Oh,
man. And it's like, I don't get it, man. It's like, people, they really... Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I party, I drink, I smoke, I do all that. It's just like, I will never let that shit overtake me.
Hell no.
People, they just... look. It seemed like since 2012, people have been living in a party mode.
Yeah, look where the music at.
That's why I say
2012. True.
Oh, man. I ain't knocking nobody. I ain't saying everybody like this. It's just like, man, I talk to certain people and it's like, people are out of tune with what life is supposed to be about. I'm not saying that I know what everything is life is about, but I'm trying.
Yeah, at least you're going in the right direction, shit. Like, for real. Motherfuckers are way off of fucking, way off the tracks, way off of course. Like motherfuckers try to put them on shit and they'll label a motherfucker crazy or weird. Like, what the... Just because it's not what everybody's doing or living the way, a certain way that everybody's living.
Man, I just found out one of my guys, my old homies, facing 6 years in jail. And it's like, before he was, you know, stay out of trouble, never in trouble, always in the house. You know, I'm really starting to look at how life is and how people is raised. Like, I think the kids that are forced to stay in the house, you do chores, you can't, you know, you always confined into the house, they end up being the more aggressive ones, the more, you know, ones in trouble in and out of jail. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it's ones that are out there all the time and just in trouble, because what else do you expect from them? But the ones that just, you know, they always had a whip at their back, they tend to act out more.
True.
And you're like, man, motherfuckers need to get their shit together, especially in this time of day. Like, people, they, y'all need to start going back to reading books.
People don't like reading.
It's not even just about reading. Like, people don't, they read off their phone. I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying, like, it's a big difference from reading on your phone and reading a book. I think you hold the knowledge a lot longer.
Yeah. I don't really think it matters in that sense, but I see where you're coming from.
You just staring at a phone, like, eventually, like, when you reading a book, do you have to really wipe your eyes? Yeah, like, they say if you just staring at a phone for so long, eventually your eyes are gonna be, you know, your eyes get tired.
True. I see where you're coming from, but
I see where you're coming from, but real shit though. I'ma stand by that.
Nah, I definitely see where you're coming from, but I don't think it makes that big of a difference.
I'm not saying that much of a difference, but I think it make a difference for people that can really comprehend a real book.
Yeah. I feel you. For shit. I don't know. People just...
Hey, by the way, it's finna be 10/17, y'all. You know, I'm always shout that out from now on.
10/17.
You can continue.
Shit, I forgot what I was about to say. Shit, I'm not, I don't know.
You know, everybody, every race, every nationality, they got their own problems there and shit. We all got problems, but what you think it is for black people? Like, what do you think really plague black people as far as mental health is?
That whole crabs in a bucket shit. We really don't like seeing... We... I don't know. Everybody gotta be that motherfucker. And they'll do almost anything to be it. And if they know somebody that's that motherfucker, they... Trying to bring them down for some reason. in some way. There'll be love, but at the same time,
it's fake love.
Exactly. It's just like, oh man. Everybody else, all these other cultures help each other out, or races, ethnicities, whatever you want to say, help each other out. We're the only motherfuckers who really don't help each other out. We help everybody else out. Our people, why motherfuckers didn't help Dr. Sebi?
Dr. Sebi should be at the height of Malcolm X right now.
Why the fuck nobody ever helped him? They knew about him, but they never helped that motherfucker. Man. If I'd have got rich, like, except I'm Jay-Z, hell yeah, I'd have invested in dude.
That's real talk, too.
What the fuck?
I swear to God, if I had, give me $500,000 right now, $100,000 going to Dr. Sebi. Just because I know the cause he's going to put behind it.
For real.
I'm all about holistic. I can't say I do everything holistic, but at the end of the day, it's like, that's what I believe in.
Yeah. Organic, natural shit. What is our body made of? Why won't we use that to heal ourselves instead of all this, come on, man. Pills, unnatural shit, man-made shit. Come on. That's fucking up us. That's fucking up our mental. Look at all the side effects.
All that shit, all they do is break down the pineal gland. It calcifies your third eye. And you know what? In this world that we living in, you need a fucking third eye.
The seat to your soul.
Shit, sometimes you might need a fourth eye.
That's the seat to your soul. And they block it off for a reason. Why you think only can use 10% of our brain?
Why you think they say we an image of God?
For real, 10%.
That saying right there is some bullshit. But I mean, if that's what they want to put all the people, because a lot of people get it. They say we an image of God, but yet people really don't understand the meaning behind of it.
Really don't. Really don't. They really think that higher being is, nah, that's not God.
Your higher self. It's yourself. It's your mental. It's your energy.
Yeah. I low key don't think the creator is called God. Because I know where the term God came from and shit. So it's like, I know that they stripped it from the original and put it somewhere else. And they hid the name of that creator. I want to know what that creator name is, honestly. Because I know it ain't God.
That's why I was sitting here saying energy. Even fuck all this black, white, Mexican, fuck all that shit. We are energy. At the end of the day, we are energy. So it's like, who cares? Fuck all that racism shit. Like, yeah, if you come to me popping some racism shit, like, you're gonna get dealt with. But at the same time, it's like, people need to go about their lives and live their life the way they want to live it. Because
motherfuckers too worried about nothing, basically.
Control your mental health.
He's black. That's fucking up your mental right there. That's stress for no reason. For no reason. He's black. I'm going to just be mad now. Like, you see a black person, y'all get mad. Or somebody see a white person, they get mad. Whoever you racist against. Whoever you don't like. Whatever ethnicity you don't like. How can you just sit there? You be having a nice day. And so you see one of the motherfuckers you don't like. Oh, this motherfucker. It just fucks up your day.
Does it break, though? Like does people learn that shit?
Yeah, nobody's born like that. Yeah, nobody's born racist or born a bigot.
They learn that shit from somewhere.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, dude, you know, I can honestly say I've dealt with racism, but I've always handled the situation. So it's never been like a real issue for racism.
Yeah.
But when it comes to you being with a white girl, Mexican girl, any other girl that's black, you always get some type of saying or some type of look.
Oh, of course.
I don't get that. Because it's like, if it's a black female, you're not supposed to say shit.
Dude. That should always annoy me. Like, who cares? Who the whole motherfucker dame really is color or whatever. Who cares about that? But that shit, like, race is so embedded in because it's that's we don't even have to talk about it, but it's always exactly. brought up.
You don't have to talk about it. You could fucking see it. You could feel it in a person.
For real, it's just like, y'all are crazy a with
person,
that shit.
A person give you a certain look and you just know.
It's just, it's not that serious.
It's not right. Fuck being serious. Like, it's not, come yeah. on, man. Like, we all people. Like, motherfuckers really need to get it together. This world would be so much better and need to be better. We all need to come together. I ain't trying to sound like no preacher or nothing, but we all need to come together because shit about to hit the fan any minute.
Yeah. Divide and conquer. That's what they've done to us. Divided us.
Why have you heard of that for so long? There are so many people that heard their whole life divide and conquer. Yep. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer.
That is hating each other when we should be going against them. It's crazy. Even the motherfuckers who are privileged.
Is more of us than them.
And they know it, but they know if we looking at each other. Oh, man. Now they're good. They're like, shit, we just gonna do this. Tell them to hate them. They ain't gonna pay attention to us. We gonna keep doing it, though.
Like, man.
Doing all this other shit to fuck them over.
If they gave black people, Africans, whatever you wanna call us. Because we ain't Africans. We all, it may be some of us be Africans. There's some of us that's this, there's some of us that's that. We ain't all just African. But just say.
That's not even the real name of Africa. But.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. We just talking to the people, to the audience. But just say they gave us our own land. Would you go?
Why not?
I ain't say why not. I'm just saying. No, would you go?
That's basically me saying.
Yeah.
Wait though.
I would have to wait a couple years because I ain't gonna lie. This government, this whole world.
Yeah, you know that's a setup.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I was like. Wait a minute. I don't know.
Shit, they came to the Indians with blankets and food, and all of a sudden they had the fuck is that disease? What's that? Yellow fever? Is that what it is?
Is it?
I think that's what it was, but either way, come on. I know nobody got dig too deep for that. I know plenty of y'all. If y'all listen to us, I know y'all know that.
Yeah.
It may not be yellow fever, but it was some disease. They gave them polio. That's what it was. They had polio on their blankets. And you know what? Look what they did to the blacks in the military. Syphilis.
They do it the fuck they want.
Tuskegee experiment. Y'all need to look that up because I done found out so many people do not know what that is. Like, there are documents. Like, I got some of this shit I got on my phone.
Yeah, this is the age of technology, information, I should say.
If I can have that shit on my phone, y'all can definitely go on YouTube, look that shit up. I didn't watch movies about Red Tails.
Dude.
That's a spinoff from that shit. They just didn't put all the actual information behind that shit. Those guys, those are real guys, but they also went through some other shit too. They just forgot to leave out.
Dude. Shit's crazy, man. Like I said, this is the age of information. If you want to know something, you see somebody saying something you don't know, you don't agree with, research what they're saying first.
Man.
Like, motherfuckers, that's why I get knocked a lot. Motherfuckers, because I'm talking about shit that the other motherfuckers not talking about, they be looking like, no, fuck that. Everybody else talking about this, so this must be true. Not what he's saying. Like, you know, research what the fuck I be saying.
It's not even that. It's like, I feel you on that. Like, some people's like, damn, I didn't know that. Like, they just automatically believe you. But then there's some people that they automatically believe what they was taught. And they can never get away from what they was taught.
But in order to do that, they gotta do research on what a motherfucker is saying. That's what I'm saying.
To become a person, if they do that, you need to do your own research.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I can't even lie, I used to knock college students. Like, fuck y'all, like. Y'all don't need to, whatever degree y'all getting, y'all really don't need it. But, you know, there are some people that need that degree for the job they're getting, but some of y'all don't need to go to college for that. Honestly, I've I found out there's so many city and government jobs you can get without a high school diploma. I just found that shit out a couple days ago. But real shit, just because you learn some shit in school does not mean that's the actual truth.
For real.
Just because you learn some shit in school does not mean that solidifies history.
It's a lot of lies in these books, man.
A lot. It's more Most lies than truth.
For real. For real, for real.
Come on.
People.
The Bible, for one, is man made.
Like,
who's going to tell God what he did?
People.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like.
Can't take everything literally either.
Exactly. Like, some of these quotes, some of these Bible scriptures and all that shit, they are truthful. They can resonate with your life. But don't take that shit so literal. Don't take that shit so serious.
Like, especially when, like, Genesis. Don't. That's one thing you just don't take serious. Like, come on, dude. Actually read that out loud to yourself and tell me if you believe that really happened. Like, come on.
You read the Bible?
Yeah, I read it and I dissected it. Yep, once.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I ain't never read it.
I read all of it once, and twice. I had to go back over see if I missed something. But yeah, I read the shit.
That's why I feel like I'm so pure sometimes, because there's so many things that I've never came accustomed to.
Yeah,
and it's like I can break away from certain attachments so freely, and not feel like, oh, I'm going against this. I'm going against that. And it's like a lot of people, it's like, no, this is going against my religion, this is going against my mom, this is going against my dad. It's like, well, hold the fuck up. Like, hey, are you going against you or are you going against them?
For real. Motherfuckers don't even be knowing. They be holding themselves back and shit because of that shit. And that's what that is for. To hold yourself back.
Exactly.
They're trying to hold everybody back.
You know, dude, I'm glad I never read the Bible. Because I can never have nothing to go off of that on. I can never be like, oh, you know, like exactly what I was just saying.
Yeah,
it's like I'm just free. I'm a free spirit. I'm a free-minded person.
Right, that's something they hate. Honestly, they hate us free spirited motherfuckers, free-minded.
And dude, I ain't gonna lie. It's like it's a lot of shit that I don't catch on to. Like certain people, like me and you, we can be joking around. There's some shit I won't catch up on. But then eventually, like, oh, I got that shit. But then other people's like, they was crack jokes or something. I didn't get it. Like. I just like, yeah, they're cracking the fuck up, and they're like, oh, we're just fucking with you. I'm like, oh, okay. But then they think, oh, you're getting pissed off. No, I'm like, I really don't get what the fuck you talking about.
People.
But man, these mental issues, like, everybody need to check themselves out. It's sad because white people, I'm not trying to single people out or just make one individual better than other, but it's like white people, y'all identify with y'all mental issues, but y'all go to the doctor and then y'all get put on these meds, and after this much time, because you became addicted to it and accustomed to it, they switch you up and put you up on these, and then switch these and these.
It just gets drugs are full of plenty of drugs. I be seeing motherfuckers who be taking like 8 different type of pills a day. Like, what?
Yep.
That is crazy. Hell no.
Iron deficiency like a motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck? 8 different pills. And sometimes they gotta take 3 at a time of different pills.
But then black people, they too scared to go talk to their doctor or therapist, whatever. I ain't gonna lie, I thought about going to therapy a couple times, but I never felt my life was that fucked up and shambles like that to where, oh, I need to go sit down and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought, like, okay, maybe, like, I wanna really talk to somebody, really figure out where my mind is, some shit like that, not that, oh, shit really going haywire.
Yeah. Yeah, therapy can be helpful in ways. Yeah. It definitely can be.
I think black people need it. I ain't gonna lie. Because there's a lot of black people that they don't have nobody to talk to.
True. True.
I ain't gonna lie, like, before this shit, I ain't really had, I talked to people, but they didn't talk the same shit back. So with me and you, we could talk the same shit back, and
yeah,
it's kind of therapeutic, I ain't gonna lie.
True, true, like, for real, though, because motherfuckers I stopped fucking with them shit, those was like the only motherfuckers I like talk to about like shit like that. But
it's some motherfuckers that they won't talk about it, and it's some motherfuckers that only talk about when they fucked up, and then they really can't talk about it.
True, true. Yeah, like motherfuckers, like people like that, the motherfuckers who know but they don't ever say anything about it until like you're just like, wait, y'all like really fucked up and shit, like, so you do know that shit. They won't, it won't even seem like they know about it. They'll just go with the flow, just yeah, just knowing. They know they want to be in a more comfortable position.
That's mental slavery right
there. Yeah. That's just, man, I don't know. That'll fuck me up.
I ain't gonna lie, I used to be like that. Like, I used to, you know, sober, high, whatever. Just, you know, I'm just me. I'm just in the cut. Not saying too much, but then all of a sudden I get some drink in me, I wouldn't talk that shit. You know what I'm saying? But then I realized, like, man, nobody wanna hear nobody like that. Like, I'm not saying you can't do it, but it's just like, if you gonna do it, you gotta do it in moderation. You gotta, if somebody around you that you, you know, drinking and talking that shit, like, yeah, that's cool, but if nobody around you talking that shit, 9 times out of 10, you just gonna look like you the crazy one.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I know I look like the crazy one to plenty of motherfuckers. I don't be giving a fuck, though. Y'all the crazy ones, so shit.
I don't give a fuck. It's just like, I know motherfuckers don't care. They
yeah,
like, damn.
That's,
like,
the big thing.
You really believe that? Like, and then they believe it themselves, but then they, it's too many people around for them to have that conversation. It's
yeah,
too many people around for them to act like they really want to be a part of that.
Yeah. I remember motherfuckers talked, honestly, this one dude he used to I used to fuck with, it was my guy and shit. This nigga, he always talked to me about this shit, but when he get around other people, he just be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'd be like, what? We just
stand like that.
Like, no bullshit. Motherfuckers be like that.
It's been motherfuckers that tried to come on me with that conversation. I'd be like, nah, this ain't the type of environment or conversation we need right now.
Yeah.
But I ain't ever gonna be like, nah, we can't talk about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm looking like, for real? Like, because he heard how motherfuckers was coming at me about the shit. So he didn't want that.
Introduction of Smokey.
Smokey? Your girl kitten. Like Gray. Yeah.
Mm. We damn near need to name this Real Talk with Meezy, D-Tay, and Smokey. She be here through a lot of this shit.
Hell yeah. Chilling.
You know, man, we talking about this mental health and shit. Like, you know, one person I think that need to get their mental health checked is motherfucking Donald Trump. Don't flag our podcast because I said his name, but we gonna try to talk nice.
He is.
Did you see what that nigga said? I want to know. Give me a minute. I want to think of the exact words he said.
Dude is.
Oh, he said, I went and talked to the president of Puerto Rico. Nigga, you are the president of Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico's part of the United States. You ain't see that shit?
No, I didn't see that. Wow.
When the what was that? The hurricane shit was going on.
Wow.
He said I just talked to the president of Puerto Rico. I'm like, okay. Then I'm like, nah, hold up, nigga, you are the president.
I am recording.
But he was just like, man. That was just a real dumbass move. Like,
he a smart dumb motherfucker.
Smart,
like, business wise, he's smart. But
what's smart about his business shit? Like,
I mean, shit.
You can stay in the limelight, shit. Like, if you got millions, I mean, come on now. Like, on some real shit. As a normal person, is it not help? Say if you fuck up, do anything, you can get back afloat. Now, say if you're a millionaire and you fuck up, you're not gonna go back to living a fucking normal life. You're gonna do whatever you can to live a millionaire life.
True.
So it's like, it's different type of hustlers at the game. Like,
and the,
motherfuckers like, don't realize that. Like, no, you do the shit yourselves. Like, everybody's the same. People fuck up and they get back on track. That same thing Donald Trump been doing.
When Donald Trump became president, like, people were like surprised. So he's a, you know, actor, blah blah, this shit. I was like, look though, the United States is a corporation. It's not even a country.
A corporation. It's on the stock market.
It's a everybody in the United States. He's a great businessman. So it made sense.
Exactly.
Made sense.
Everybody in the United States is a part of the stock market. Look up your motherfucking birth certificate.
Yep. I put a motherfucker on that. And I even had to put, I explained this shit to my 12 or 13 year old cousins and they understand it. But this grown motherfucker I tried to explain it to, I still don't get it.
I did
like three times. They broke it down to where they were mean shit.
I did it to my 11 year old cousin. Mm. I broke the shit down to him. He's like, nah, you for real? Then a week later he came back, man, I looked up some shit. Like, you was right. But then I said the shit to grown people.
Grown motherfuckers. This be like, what?
And they, Nah, what the hell are you talking about? What you talking about, Willis? come on. Man. It's just people being mentally lazy.
For real. Very mentally lazy.
You got all these, people got Galaxies. I don't give a fuck if you got an Android, iPhone, Metro PC, T-Mobile. I don't give a fuck what you got. You got a computer walking in your motherfucking pocket and you are too lazy to look something up.
Really?
You're too lazy to take 30 minutes and read shit. Just say 30 pages of a book. It don't matter what it is. Just,
we're in the fucking age of information.
People are so fucking lazy.
Don't want to question anything. Just go with the flow. Question everything, man. For real. Question everything.
You need to question everything, because if you don't, you're being told a lie. You gonna believe them or believe yourself?
Question everything, like, for real. Motherfuckers just let motherfuckers tell them what to do. Like, these laws and, like, come on. A lot of this shit is very inhumane.
Man, just think of mental slavery. Like, if you tell a lie, and that lie go on for generation and generation. Yeah.
Motherfuckers,
you've accomplished what you want to do.
And that's how they know they got motherfuckers like that.
Like, that's why everything is going accordingly to how they want it, because they done told so many lies.
It's so deeply rooted.
Exactly.
So deeply rooted. It's ridiculous. It's almost pointless to the point where there's just no hope.
Man, I want hope. I want to find hope. Because I lost hope, I ain't gonna lie. But it's just like, people are so lazy. Like, everybody, this person, they're doing these investments. These person, they ain't doing shit. This person, they're trying to become a rapper. This person, they're trying to become a singer. Like, everybody's trying to do something, but they're forgetting the true. Bro. Hey, it's a big ass spider crawling up my motherfucking leg. I don't fuck with spiders like that, bitch.
Oh.
Man.
When I see you miss the first time, I said, I just see.
Yeah, when I, man.
No. Yeah.
And how the fuck it just started crawling my arm like that? Like, it had to be crawling up me the whole time. Like, yeah. I didn't even feel it nowhere else. I don't even know where the fuck that motherfucker went. My bad, y'all. We had a little a spider incident.
Oh, man. Life.
But, man, you know, mental health with all this man, Kanye, what's up with Kanye, man? We just checked out the boys' album.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Like, the first couple songs, as of right now, all I can say out of Kanye, him and Kid Cudi, Nas, Pusha T, I gotta say Pusha T got the best album.
Yeah.
I say it's Pusha T, Nas.
Nas shit was fire, yeah.
And then Kanye. Kanye shit, like you say, bipolar or whatever, like, the first three songs, there's fire. But then it switched. But this shit Kanye talking about, man, like, he been crying out for help. What was that song? Put On For My City.
Man.
He been crying out for help since then.
Yeah, that was right after graduation. That was when he was putting out 808s and Heartbreaks. When he switched it up, that's when he, his shit, that's when he changed. He let y'all know that was a fucking, man, his art, his music is a fucking story of him. Like, for real. Can't tell me nothing. That's a, listen to that shit. What else? Just listen to this shit. You gotta go through. He telling you what was gonna happen. Gold
digger. Yeah, exactly.
All that shit.
Everything Kanye talking about right now, go back and listen to his shit before, what you say, 808 Heartbreaks?
Yeah.
Before that, listen to his shit before that, and you could see
the teddy bear era. Teddy Kanye, that was Kanye. After that, 808s and Heartbreaks, that's when 808s and Heartbreaks came out. It was no more teddy bear.
You could see
no more bear.
Where he, you could see the transition, I ain't gonna lie. Like, you could see all that shit.
Yep. You definitely can be paying attention to it. Y'all forget that he's an actual, like, artist. He paints pictures.
This man's a genius. Like, he's a true artist.
Yeah.
Artiste. However you want to pronounce it. Like, straight up.
So, yeah. Those type of motherfuckers you got to pay attention to. They give you, paint pictures, send you signs, all that shit. Everything they do, it's for a reason. That's why when he did that shit with Trump, I'm like, it gotta be for a reason. It might be him crying out for help. Like, nobody gonna fuck with him. Trump does. He always liked Trump, too, so. Trump's a great businessman. Kanye's trying to be a great businessman. But Kanye
I think Kanye trying to be the greatest businessman. Especially when it comes to his fashion shit.
Yeah. Because certain motherfuckers weren't fucking with him.
But, nah, like,
no,
can you honestly say that you fuck with his fashion?
No, I'm saying, like, certain motherfuckers, like, the top motherfuckers that, he said Gucci and all them dudes, they weren't fucking with him. Armani, he said they weren't fucking with him.
Look what he putting out himself, like, come on, if he putting this stuff out himself, I don't know what he under or anything like that, but if you bring any of this shit to Givenchy, Gucci, Prada, any of that, like, what do you think he's bringing to the table that they not bringing?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, what rapper, what singer, any entertainment person is switching over, like,
that's the thing.
They go get people. You don't come to them.
And that's the thing. He even said it. He said, because I'm Kanye the rapper, they wanted to keep me in that rapper bubble instead of me being like them. Like, on top of Gucci level. He even said that. That was in the Swing interview.
No, you absolutely right. Like, I get that. Like, yeah, they want to keep the rapper separated from the motherfuckers.
Not even separate. They wanted him. They was like, yeah, whatever. They was basically like, yeah, whatever, nigga. But that was basically like, yeah, you just a rapper. What are you talking about?
But
like, he couldn't elevate.
You say all that and you realize that, but then you go, you turn around and sell some fucking, babe, I ain't gonna knock it. I ain't gonna be on bullshit. He's selling some garbage for $100 t-shirt.
Yeah,
$150 pen. I don't know what the fucking prices is, but I know
fucking
the
Walmart sweaters. You can buy that shit from Walmart with the holes in them. Like,
Walmart
like,
sweaters with holes in them.
Like, come on. That shit.
These Walmart sweaters that homeless buy, and 3 years later they ripped up.
Selling for 2 G's and shit. Like, what the fuck? For real, bro?
I ain't gonna lie.
That's why he wanted to get on their level, though.
I like the shoes. But for $300, nah. I've never had a pair of Yeezys. My son had a pair of Yeezys, but we ain't paid no $300. Shit, luckily somebody was giving away for $20. He was stunning some Yeezys. Everybody like, you really paid $150 for some kid shoes? Hell no. <nah. laughs> For a 1 year old? No.
No, definitely not. Those motherfuckers be fucked up within like a week.
Nah, they weren't fucked up. Like, I mean, they got fucked up. It wasn't a week, but
yeah, not a week. But I'm,
they was all white too. Shit. I was like, every time I put
them like 150 though, like they can fuck up at any time. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely anytime. Kids are more, you know.
I forgot about this. Reckless. I forgot about this, and we just got the munchies and ate.
What's that shit?
Hey, happy Father's Day to everybody out there, man.
For real, though. The actual fathers. I can't even fuck with motherfuckers who don't...
If they don't take care of their kids, I can't fuck with you.
For real. Especially if you got a chance to. It ain't the baby mama or nothing. You can see your kids at least. Y'all ain't got to be together. Go see your kid. Be in your life. Give them the advice that he or she needs from their father. You know what I'm saying? Because we need different advice from our mom and our fathers. We need both of those put together. Because they're going to give you two different ways to live your life. For you to balance yourself. Like, for real. For real. So, motherfuckers, man, if y'all can be in y'all kid life, do it. In any type of way you can. Like, come on. If you can't be there all the time, and it's understandable, go ahead. But
on some real shit, even if you see somebody out there, if you dealing with a female that got kids or something, and, you know, that father ain't stepping up to the plate, and you could add a little extra value to their life or whatever, help them out, do that shit, man, because that shit go a long way. I ain't gonna lie.
Straight up.
Like, it's a lot of fatherless kids out here that they just lost.
Lost as hell.
And I see that now, like you say, it's the generation of information, but it's also the generation of missing minds.
Oh, yeah.
So, motherfuckers do a lot of shit, and they don't take accountability to their actions.
For real.
Kids realize that shit. Kids see that shit. They smell it. It's just like fear.
Real talk.
I lost a lot of fucking respect for a lot of people because they don't take care of their fucking kids.
For real. Like, come on, man. Why not? Especially if you can. And there's a lot of motherfuckers who can, but they don't. It's like, come on.
And money don't mean shit. I seen some dudes say, I spent this, I spent that, I took them to do this. Man, fuck that. When I spend time with my kids, I realize my kids more happy, but I don't even got to spend no money. I spend money thinking like, oh, I'm finna go do something special, they're going to be so happy. Yeah, it's more like they irritated, I'm irritated, but yet when I'm not spending no money, we all happy.
For real, they just want your time.
Exactly.
For real, your time and love. For real, man.
Shit, take me for a walk. Go to the park.
Straight up, man.
It's simple shit like that. Go out to eat. Like, it ain't always about buying Jordans, buying Jordan outfits, all these Gucci outfits. Like, I'm not, you'll never see my kids. You'll see my kids in some Jordans.
Yeah.
But whole outfits, all that shit, like, man, that shit costs too much for one.
For them to outgrow, right?
Exactly. Like, once they become an age, like, they can help pay for this shit. You pay half, I got the other half.
For real. It's cool if you got the money, but that you can save some money. Like, your money don't last forever. We all know that. Like, that's more money you can save. That's why I don't dress like how I used to, honestly. I dress a little bit plain now because that's saving me money, and I want to impress on you motherfuckers.
That's the thing, motherfuckers. They dress to impress.
Impress motherfuckers, they don't even like them. Y'all don't even like them either. Who cares what they think? What the fuck? Especially, man. Fuck it.
Especially anybody females, think. Man. Like, I know females, y'all always leave the house to get y'all a nigga, pretty much.
But, and a lot of them do it for themselves. Because they want to look good, feel good.
If you got a nigga that's telling you, like, baby, you look good, you look like this, you look
of course they're going to love the attention.
But that's what I'm saying. Attention. Like,
yeah, they like it. They love it, of course.
Take the attention away. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why females need to find that attention? For what reason?
I mean, we all love some type of attention. We all do.
Nah, you right, but
maybe some. That's the only.
So would you equal a man getting dressed up, going shopping? You know, new outfit, new clothes, all that shit, new shoes, new hat, whatever you want to say. Then a female, her makeup, new outfit, is that the same? Makeup. Like, niggas don't
do makeup. Yeah, but it's still the same. It's still the same. It's just differently. Honestly, it's just different. We do less to look good than they do. Because they got to shave legs, and it's, even though they're the dudes that shave.
I get that. I get shaved legs and all that shit. But say you hook up with a girl tonight. She ain't going to look the same as when you met her. So,
for real though, makeup is the devil.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you really bring the worst of cause to yourself by doing that.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't get me wrong. There's some girls, they do very minimal makeup, just eyeliner, mascara, whatever the fuck y'all call it. But then there's some girls, they beat their whole fucking face and a whole different skin tone.
For real. No, there's a lot of chicks out there that look good. Without makeup, they look better without makeup. Exactly. I'd be like, what are you doing? At least put less on.
Exactly.
Like, man.
There's so many girls that look better than without makeup.
For real.
So many.
I'm a big fan of them. I'm a big fan of y'all.
For real. I love seeing y'all true natural beauty. And you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I done fucked with some ugly chicks. But I always tried to find the goodness in them somewhere. It may not be in their face, but shit.
Yeah, I feel you though.
They ain't wearing. They ain't got a fucking her whole birthday cake of makeup.
Oh man, women take that to the extreme. Some of them do, like for real. Like, damn, you do not have to wear that shit all the time.
I remember bitches used to. I used to wear white tees
so much.
Give a bitch a hug. That's your face imprint on my shirt. Like, why would you do that? Like, I just came to the party.
I gotta walk around with this shit on my shirt. Motherfuckers be like, oh, what's that? Yeah, I'd be mad too. Fuck that. For real.
And don't let you have a female. Like, what bitch was you hugging? No. What the fuck is that?
Oh,
I ain't gonna put no names out there, but I had one female, man. She was a fucking. She was on everything. She peeped all that shit. Any female I hug, talk to, she'll beat a bitch ass quick. Like, I don't know. If you my girl, I hate having girlfriends that won't stand up for themselves and won't fight. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'm not saying that I do want a bitch that'll stand up for herself and fight, but I hate having the girlfriends that just want to fight every time something happens.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, they gotta stand up for themselves, though. You can't have them out there like that. Can't have one of them out there like that. That's gonna make you look some type of way.
I done been with some girls that they'd say, well, why isn't your ex-girlfriend like me? This is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, shit, I mean, if she do come up with you, try to fight you, I mean, you gonna handle your own, right? No, I don't fight. I'm not gonna fight. If she hits me, I'm not gonna do anything. What the fuck is you doing around me? Because if somebody hit me, even if they accidentally hit me, it's going down.
Like, for real, for real. For real. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's ludicrous. That's crazy.
Luda.
If she hits me, I'm not gonna do nothing. No, you ain't even gotta fight over that reason, but if they hit you, you gotta swing back.
Yeah, you gotta handle your business, man.
Like, for real, that's, they hit you, it's just on, automatically it should be on. What we talking about?
Yeah.
Before that,
conversation just went on and on and on. planted it and kept going.
Father's Day. Father's Day ain't celebrated like Mother's Day at all. Y'all be wanting, like, diamond rings and shit. Like, well, hold on, dude. When it comes to Father's Day, what we get, really? We get stuff, but it ain't celebrated like Mother's Day.
I know some real shit.
That shit's
funny. I know it's a lot of them deadbeat dads out here. It's a lot. You know, it's a lot of men out here that don't do what they supposed to do, but it's a lot of women the same fucking way. I ain't gonna lie.
Dude. Yeah, there's some deadbeat moms. That's flabbergasting to even hear about a deadbeat mom. How do you abandon something that came out of you? You'd be more attached to it than a dad, honestly. Because that you gave it life. You, like, come on. That's crazy to me. But everybody not built the same and all that shit. We don't think the same. We don't feel the same.
No.
But,
like, I just seen people, like, after a week of dealing with their kids, they need a break. Like, they really need a break. And if they don't get a break, their life is in shambles. Like,
that shit could drive you crazy, kids. It's a lot. Because they got to deal with the kids and the shit they got to, and the world, I'm going to just say. And the world is already tough on a motherfucker. And then they got to deal, especially if you got, I don't know. Kids are frustrated.
But you make your environment, dude.
True.
Like, I always believe,
people,
you know,
can't handle that, though.
You are a product of your environment. But you know what? I just realized some shit. Why don't you make your environment a product of you? That's real shit. Like, if you really break it down, for motherfuckers that don't get that, you need to put yourself out there. Make yourself vulnerable. Show people your true colors. Show people who you are, and
you'll attract the right people.
Exactly. Your world will come around you.
For real.
It'll be better.
That's why I was always real with motherfuckers. Like, man, that's why a lot of motherfuckers didn't like me, but the motherfuckers who fucked with me. Because they know, because they're the same way. They're real themselves. They understand where the fuck I be coming from. But the fake motherfuckers, they don't like me. And that's why I was glad. I don't give a fuck if any motherfuckers don't like me. And y'all know that. And that's the thing. Y'all know I don't give a fuck if y'all like me or not. That's just me, though.
Hey, motherfuckers already know I don't like them.
It's like, for real. You gotta be like that. Like, why beat around the bush and, like, you see a motherfucker you don't like and you smile in their face and shake them? Like, nah, motherfuckers know. They see me out in public, they know not to even say nothing to me.
You know what killed me? Motherfuckers I used to have beef with. Not when you say beef, it's just we didn't like each other back in the day, but because we got kids now, because we adults now, you just come up to me like that shit is absolute. Nah, like, you could at least start a conversation, act like we could reintroduce ourselves or something. No?
Yeah.
Like, motherfuckers would be acting like, oh, yeah, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. Like, that was cool. Like, I get it, like,
yeah.
But it's like, come on, you can't have a beef with a whole person and not because so much time that went past, act like nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
Like, that conversation has to be had.
Yeah.
And if I bring it up to you and you act like, oh, nothing was ever there, come on. We know we was talking shit about each other. We know. This person said, you said this is that person, I said this is that person, they told you what they told me. Like, motherfuckers just be so fake with it.
So fake. And it's unnecessary.
And that's how you know motherfuckers be fake, because they don't sit there and have the conversation with you.
Exactly. Come on. Motherfuckers, how hard is it to be real? That's natural. It should be natural.
I ain't gonna lie, dude. Like, I used to tell a lot of my bitches, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm real, but it's, I cheat on you, I do this, I do that, so I think I'm fake.
Yeah. That's understandable in that sense.
Yeah. But they're like, nah, he's the realest person. But then it's like, shit go on, and then it's like, when shit really going down, it's like, nah, I thought, what the fuck did you even say? You said all that shit, then it's like, which side are you falling in?
Yeah.
I get it, though. Cause it's like, it is some fake ass shit.
Yeah, in that sense, like I said, yeah.
Honestly. Yeah, you're right. But it's just like, how do you change that? That's some mental health shit right there.
For all the shit that's embedded in us, in our brains, the way we think. That's how they want it. They want us thinking this way. We have to live this way. You have to move this way. You have to, like, man, it's crazy.
You know, man, on some real shit, like, I really believe what you speak of, that you put out into the universe, that shit really do come back.
Yeah.
Because the whole cheating shit, like, I felt so bad about that shit. But then, all of a sudden, like, you know what? Why should I feel bad? You can get a female pregnant and she out of commission for 9 months. She can't get pregnant by nobody else, nothing else. Like, but you can go out there and get 10 other... you can get go out there and get 1,000 other girls pregnant within those 9 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, every man supposed to be faithful. I know I'm finna catch a lot of flack about that shit. I'm just saying, just hear me out. A female cannot get pregnant once she's already pregnant, but males can go out there and create baby after baby after baby after baby.
Isn't there more females in the world too?
Exactly. So at the end of the day, it's like, are we really just supposed to... I'm not saying, like, yeah, everybody's just supposed to be fucking everybody. I'm not saying that, but it's like, I done researched this whole thing called polygamy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, that could be the wave. It could be a lot of stress. It could be a lot of bullshit. But it's like, as black people, with everything that's going on, like, that could be what we need to make sure our seed, our genes, our name lives on. Cause shit, we being killed in so many different areas. Police brutality, cancer, diabetes. I can keep going on.
And on and on. What ain't killing us? What ain't killing us? Our air is killing us, low key.
Chemtrails.
Come on, punk ass motherfuckers doing them chemtrails and shit. How are bees going extinct? That is nuts to me. That's how you know everything is too unnatural. Everything is becoming unnatural.
And you know what? It's now, why are all the smaller insects becoming more of a fad or a popularity now?
What you mean?
Like, small spiders, but deadly spiders. Ants, fire ants, red ants. Like, they're just popping up more and more now. Beetles.
True.
Dragonflies. But if you look at these dragonflies, I don't know. I seen a dragonfly the other day. It wasn't like the dragonfly I seen in 2005.
Wow, it was like bigger or what?
I could say it was a little slimmer, but it looked more of like a... I'm not going to say robotic, but...
Mm-hmm.
It looked like it had a shield over its eyes.
Duh. I wouldn't doubt it, dog. They're... Motherfuckers are making a lot of shit.
I already know.
To spy on motherfuckers.
It's not, yeah, to spy on motherfuckers, and then think about all these
New World
these
order.
Antibiotic fucking cows, oxes, bulls.
Cows aren't natural, man. They, I don't care what nobody say. Those aren't natural. I think those were made to, like, look at everything that comes from a cow that's not healthy. Milk and the meat. Or most unhealthy shit. Dairy.
Yeah. Cheese. Nah, yeah.
Like, look at everything that comes from it. That's, I don't, oh man, I never.